Why were the apostles persecuted? Why were many of God's great servants in the last 2,000 years persecuted? What is the real purpose of persecution? Because he says, Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are you when you are persecuted for my name's sake. That means you have the glory of God resting on you when you suffer as a Christian, as a son of God on earth in a human body. But why? What would happen if we weren't persecuted? As sons and daughters with power to heal, power to see people flip from being horrible sinners to becoming men and women filled with life, change their way, no longer living on the street, but being productive, staying true in their relationships, being faithful to a husband or a wife, being honest in their business, honest in their relationships. That's a transformed life. Righteousness is thou found because you preach the truth, you preach the resurrection, you preach the power. You might even be so powerful in your gifting that you raise the dead. You heal the sick. You just have power. Persecution is necessary because we can't handle life without persecution. We will let it go to our head. We will think it's us. That's what happened to Solomon. He asked for wisdom. God gave wisdom, blessed him so immensely. He was able to do whatever his heart desired. He got any woman he desired. He built whatever he wanted to build, and he built it as beautiful as he wanted to build it. He had all the resources necessary, all the personnel, all the support, and the weather, and everything he needed, he got. And what happened? His heart turned away. He became disloyal to God. Persecution keeps you where you need to be, dependent, needy, recognizing that Jesus died on a cross. Therefore, he suffered, you suffer. So Peter says that in epistle number 1. He's going to say it again in epistle number 2. Persecution is part of the Christian life. It's necessary. And the sooner we figure that out, the better off we're going to be. You count it all joy that you were counted worthy to suffer for him. If that's true of you, if you have suffered for him, then you are blessed of God. You are in a great place.